Consumers around the world gasped when Cadbury's chocolate brand, a label long associated with fair working policies, decided to drop the fair trade label, although not entirely, and work with its own in-house fair trade brand, Cocoa Life. But Cadbury's was at the center of a hostile takeover by Kraft in 2010, and Kraft's sugary snacks division changed its name to Mondelez in 2012. Mondelez says it wants a more all-inclusive way to source cocoa beans and help farmers, a process that would be even better than fair trade. Consumers in Europe have been confused about this change. What does that mean exactly? Kathy Peters, the director of the Cocoa Life program in Geneva, spoke to RFI to dispel any confusion.
Fair trade is a little bit specific, of course, because fair trade is a mission-driven organization, but at the same time, they are certifiers. When we were buying fair trade certified beans, we had the fair trade certification label on our pack. What we are moving towards now is we're moving away from the purely transactional buying of fair trade certified beans into including fair trade as a mission-driven organization in the implementation of Cocoa Life. And so on the pack, you will see the Cocoa Life logo in partnership with the Fair Trade Foundation. We want to make sure that Cocoa Life can grow well with the right partners. And so instead of having the Cocoa Life program and then having something with fair trade based on certification at the side, we decided to move forward in this new partnership that is really integrating fair trade as a mission-driven organization into the Cocoa Life implementation. But we do leave aside the certification part of it.
But what does this mean for cocoa farmers? According to Peters, Mondelez sources its cocoa from six primary countries. Ghana and Cote d'Ivoire are their two biggest suppliers of cocoa beans, and Indonesia, India, Brazil, and the Dominican Republic provide much smaller quantities. Mondelez has been working in Ghana since 2008, and they've been bringing Cocoa Life principles to the farmers there. The company says it believes in an across-the-board grassroots approach to be transparent not only to consumers, but to farmers. It also says it wants to give farmers a voice. The Cocoa Life director says that the income of Ghanaian farmers has tripled in the past few years, which she attributes to the new Cocoa Life Sustainable Program. Peters explains.
The productivity increase is driven by, well, the training is in good agricultural practices. We've developed quite high-level good agricultural practice manuals. We have a big R&D team, an agri-research team, that is really looking at what is going to be driving the productivity on the land. And so we've pulled that together in a manual that our suppliers are now using. It's quite impressive, actually. I'm still fascinated by the fact that most of the farmers have been farming for such a long time, and yet they don't apply the good agricultural practices and the new technology, which can actually, just by applying simple things like pruning at the right time and maintaining the farm, they can increase their yields by 30%. So we're very much pushing on that. But it goes together with, we have invested in planting material. So we have a partnership with Tree Global, where we grow very qualitative seedlings that we then distribute to the Cocoa Life farmers, because a lot of the farms, well, most of the farms need to be rejuvenated. It also has to do with the right fertilizer at the right price at the right time. It also has to do with access to finance, which we're also providing.
So expertise, seedlings, and fertilizer, among other benefits. In fact, says Peters, it's also much more, including structuring the cocoa farmer communities.
All of that needs to be structured in a sound and viable farmer organization, whether that is a co-op or another formula. But farmers need to be organized, because that is also how they get a stronger position in the market. Those are all the things that we are supporting and implementing through Cocoa Life on the ground. But at the same time, we also have a strong community development approach in the same communities, where with the NGO partners, we help strengthen the capacity of the communities, of the villages, to stand up, to be empowered and to know their way in taking up their own development. And so we invest quite a lot of resources in structuring the communities by community development committees, including quotas for women in decision-making roles, because you will see that women's empowerment is an important cross-cutting theme for Cocoa Life.
So after receiving all of these tools, can they opt out of selling their cocoa beans to Mondelez? Peter says that isn't a problem.
It is. We started working in Ghana since 2008. And we've built and set up the cooperatives that we have then taken to fair trade, actually. Some of those, well, all of those cooperatives have been part of the building of the new partnership. And so that's quite interesting because, I mean, it's really one of the proof points where you can really see that Cocoa Life is serious about being farmer-centric. We do make room for the farmer's voice.
So this is where the fair trade issues come in. Pricing is the most important issue for cocoa farmers. Under fair trade rules, farmers must be paid at least $2,000 per ton. In the past, agricultural advocates have argued that this is too low. Cocoa Life doesn't have a minimum price limit. So, as Peter said earlier, Ghanaian farmers will know what price Cocoa Life is offering before October. Peters maintains that Cocoa Life doesn't set the price for the cocoa beans in Ghana, the government does. This is not the same case for the other top Mondelez cocoa bean supplier across the border in Côte d'Ivoire, however. Christophe Auguste Duca, the president of the National Union of Cocoa and Coffee Producers in Abidjan, told RFI that they welcome the news that Cadbury's Mondelez is back, but his concern is over the price of the cocoa beans.
As far as fair cocoa purchases are concerned, we've learned that this has gone very well in Ghana with our cocoa-producing brothers. Now, Cadbury's is coming to Côte d'Ivoire. That's a good thing. Our only problem is that regarding these prices, the logistical costs, i.e. all that which revolves around the production or facilitates production, and especially with poor transport, are not decided by cooperatives and individual high-volume producers. From then on, if there is a price incentive, in other words, the price that Cadbury's is offering, we do not see why we would not work with Cadbury's. You know, the prices are not fixed. What we are offered is based on the London and New York stock exchanges. So we're reaching out. It's okay for Cadbury's to come to Côte d'Ivoire as long as they buy cocoa at a fair price.
One thing that concerns many is that if Cocoa Life is Mondelez's in-house fair trade monitor, then it would answer to no one. So the multinational would share as much information as it wanted or not. So perhaps child labor, fair working conditions, and fair prices would be thrown out the window. But Kathy Peters of Mondelez says that, in fact, an independent company called Flowcert will be verifying the supply chain to ensure fair trade practices are observed. These are not made public. She adds that Ipsos, a polling company, will be making annual assessments in each of the six cocoa bean producer countries to look at the impact of the company on the farmers. It sounds great, but it's just started. Sarah Zoen is senior advisor in the private sector department at Oxfam in Boston. She's been in regular touch with Mondelez on the Cocoa Life appellation, and she has some concerns.
We see a lot of possibility and opportunity for this leadership, but at the same time, we have been involved in the fair trade movement for a long time. And although this particular announcement has and the possibility of this project has important strengths, for example, there's alignment to the community development aspects within the fair trade premium, we have some concerns about the program itself and how information will be shared, how transparent it will be. Will there be tangible benefits for cocoa farmers? Are there specific timelines that the company can share about these big commitments so that we don't want to immediately jump to the conclusion that it's not going to benefit cocoa farmers in the long run? But it does have to be aligned with fair trade principles. And so I think that that's where we hold some of our concern is how are cocoa farmers, as the rights holders, how are they able to provide any feedback and how are they able to participate in any grievance mechanism? So overall, interesting, promising, but we still remain cautious because we don't have enough information to really make a firm judgment.
Mondelez has already placed their Ghana assessment on the Cocoa Life website for all to see. The next assessments for Côte d'Ivoire and Ghana will be published and public at the end of this year. We'll revisit Cocoa Life again in 2018 to see the results.